It's Matt Bubala in for Nick DiGilio here on Radio 720 WGN. Well, what do we like to talk about in the middle of the night more than a good burger? And maybe we couldn't get our hands on one right now if we wanted to, but we could certainly get our mouths watering talking about one. The World Food Championships takes place in Vegas every year, and a local man, Chef Wade Fortin, is a back-to-back champion of burger champion. He's the best burger maker in the world, I guess is what we're saying. Is that what we're saying, Wade?
That's what the people have decided. It wasn't me who said it. The people decided. So, yes, back-to-back championships. We're pretty excited. Went down there with a plan and took the cash home.
Now, is it a burger competition, or are there all sorts of different levels when they're doing the World Food Championships? How does it work?
The World Food Championships is like the Olympics of food sports. So there are 9 categories. There's dessert, recipe, barbecue, sandwich, bacon, pasta, and seafood, to name a few. They all go together and have their own individual competitions. And then at the end, all the champions of each category go head-to-head for the final table for the grand prize of $100,000.
And you won the grand prize for the last 2 years?
I won the burger prize.
I won the grand prize
in the burger category.
Okay.
And last year I came in 3rd at the final table against all the other champion winners. And this year I was runner-up, so I came in 2nd. So each year I'm notching up one spot.
So your category, you're not in the sandwich category. It is burger category?
It is the burger category, which actually is the best sandwich on earth. So,
well, I don't think too many people would tend to argue that. So let's ask you some basics. A burger or a cheeseburger?
Cheeseburger all the way.
And what are we using for the cheese?
I like a nice melting cheese. A lot of times I use Chihuahua. It's a Mexican cheese that's just great for nachos, but it works really well for burgers because it really just doesn't get in the way. It's nice and creamy. It's a balanced cheese. It's not too harsh and sharp, so it works really well with burgers.
So you're a chef by trade. You work at Aramark and Nuveen here in Chicago. So you're a corporate chef. You do executive stuff for them. Growing up, were you like, man, I'm going to make burgers someday? Did you fall into being a chef? How did you get to this point?
I did fall into being the chef. It always came really easy to me. I'm a haptic learner, so I picked up the trade really quickly. I was going to school for music, actually with a concentration in opera, working in the cafeteria, and then I got a job at a bed and breakfast, and just the chips fell, and I took this career path, and I was very happy that I did it. When I was young, I was always that little kid next to the grill when Dad's grilling, so you could get that little chef piece of the steak on the end, and, you know, I've always loved cooking.
Very interesting. And how did you find out or start competing in the World Food Championships?
Well, I got a call from American Sail, which is a outdoor patio equipment and grill and pool company, local Chicago area. They called me. They said they had this burger cook-off, and the winner gets to go to Vegas, and you win this, you know, gas grill. So I had nothing going on. My teammate, who we both do competition barbecue, came up with the concept. We practice it on the Friday. The next day, we go to Carroll Stream, and we compete, and we win. And we didn't really know anything about the World Food Championships at that point, and which was kind of ironic because it's a huge thing. And we won the competition. We got the tickets to Vegas and hotel and airfare, and we also got this gas grill, which is by Bull Outdoor Products. It's all stainless steel, really high-end. It's a gorgeous grilling machine. It really is really great. And so we went down to Vegas, and we won. I think that we had a philosophy of really concentrating on the simplicity and the techniques of cooking burgers, where a lot of the other competitors were like gourmet chefs, and there were different restaurants from the entire, you know, United States, and they got really gourmet, and they tried to put crazy toppings and really strong cheeses on their burger. And what happens is that the judges, you know, they're offended by it. They think it's good, but it's just too overpowering as far as the layers of flavor. And what we did was we were very balanced, really good seasoning, accompaniments that really made sense, and it helped us win.
When you go to the World Food Championships and you're competing in the burger category, how many other people are there making burgers? How many burgers do the judges need to try out?
Around 50.
Okay.
So, and it's, they have competitions throughout the United States to gain entry into the World Food Championship.
So there's little...
So really, the competition starts with over 700 competitors.
So there's regional competitions all over the states. 50 end up getting to go to Vegas to compete there. And how many judges were there? How many burgers did you need to make?
There was three rounds. So the first round is your signature burger. You make whatever you think is the best burger on the planet. The second round is usually a structure build. It's kind of levels the playing field, so everybody has to do the same thing. This year was a Red Robin-inspired burger. The previous year was a patty melt. So everybody had to make a patty melt last year. This year, everybody had to make a Red Robin-inspired burger with their list of ingredients, their burger, their buns. So nobody has an advantage. And then the last round is always an infused ingredient. This year was honey, which is kind of tricky because honey is actually just a sweetener. It's really difficult to taste that in a dish. So we had to use that in various ways. We had honey powder. We honey glazed our bacon. We used the honey chipotle butter, which we stuffed our burgers with. We also had a unique honey spread that is super concentrated honey. So I knew the judges were going to finish with that honey flavor.
Interesting. So now the second round where everybody has to prepare the burger exactly the same, how do you set yourself apart during that? Is it just sneaking in extra spices or... How do you, you know, it seems like that would be the toughest round.
It's all technique. I think that what we did was we really made sure that the burger was cooked perfectly and seasoned perfectly. Everybody had a list of pantry ingredients that they could use, and we chose a combination of flavor that would go together so well that it would be a winner. So a lot of people, I think they did some other aggressive things, but, you know, we went with a Southwest-style burger. It had a little bit of an avocado aioli, it had a glazed bacon on it, it had a really creamy cheese, we did a roasted corn pica de gallo on it, and some fried tortilla strips. So it was really approachable.
We're speaking with Chef Wade Fortin. He's a chef here, a corporate chef and executive chef for Aramark and Nuveen Investments. You can follow him on Twitter at WorldBurgerChamp. And you can check out his blog, worldburgerchamp.com. When we come back, let's see if he'll give us some simple tips. If you're grilling a burger this winter, you're outside and want to throw some meat on the grill, what's a way to make it stand out from the rest? And also, I want to talk a little bit about barbecue as well. He likes competitive barbecue. Lots of stuff to talk about. After a quick break, we'll check weather and traffic and then get back at it with Chef Wade Fortin, World Burger Champion. Matt Bubala in for Nick DiGilio here on Radio 720 WGN. We're speaking with Chef Wade Fortin. He is two-time World Burger Champion. You can follow him on Twitter at World Burger Champ. Wade, that's a lot of pressure. You even make your Twitter handle World Burger Champ. If you get knocked off your throne, will you give up the Twitter handle?
I might have to just put former or two-time on the title.
There you go. Two-time World Burger Champ. Now, you also do competitive barbecue. You said there was a barbecue section of the World Food Championships. Have you been tempted? Now you've won this one twice. You've got to be tempted to jump over to another another category, right?
There's a little temptation, but I think that we'll just stick with burgers. It's what we do best. The barbecue competitors, it's a very strong field. It's hard to win because everybody is so good. I think that we've really fallen into a place with the burger category where we are a notch above everybody else, and you know, really everybody's gunning for us, and they're trying to play catch up to what we have done to be so successful at this competition.
Does it matter that you've won twice, like when you go into your regional competition, or do you get automatic entry next year as a defending champ, or do you still have to win a regional?
I do get automatic entry, so
okay.
That's kind of a little perk. There is a little pressure. I think I put a lot of pressure on myself this year because, you know, I wanted to win the burger thing, you know, not only just to say that I was two-time world champion, but because I didn't want it to be a fluke. I wanted it to be something solidified to say, hey, I'm here and I am a force to be reckoned with. The other thing was that I really wanted to get back to that final table because that's where you win all the money when all the champions go head-to-head. And last year, I was third place, and I lost to barbecue brisket and a carrot cake. So, and carrot cake actually won the entire competition.
Really?
So I was, you know, not taking away from their victories and what they did, but I was a little bitter walking away from that, you know, saying like, wow, I got beat by these two categories. I wish I did something different. And so the whole drive was to get back to that final table and try to overcome what we failed at last year. And I think we did. We edited our entry down. We made it better. But it still wasn't good enough, and Bacon took the grand prize this year. But I did come in second, which is better than 498 other competitors.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, so I think you said $100,000 goes to the grand prize winner, right?
Yes.
What does second place take home?
$10,000. So
oh, that's
quite
still
the drop.
Something. Well, it's still something, right?
And it is still something. It's better than a kick in the shins.
And the previous year when you took third, was there any cash prize at all?
$5,000.
Oh, God. You know, so you're making your way.
Yeah, we're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely. So, going into your third year, next year you'll be back going for a third straight Burger Championship. You get automatic entry as a defending champion. Does it help when you get there, or is it the same judges? They're like, oh, there's Wade, man, he's really good. Do you feel like you've got a leg up on the competition already because they know they expect a good burger, or do you feel like you have to win them over again every year?
We have to win them over every year. The way it's done, it's a double blind system, so the judges don't know what burger they're tasting. So it's really difficult to try to influence them from exactly who you are.
Yeah.
I believe that we do have a leg up with this, the experience of the competition. I believe that the competition barbecue world gives us good training to go into a competition like this, because it's all about the details. It's all about focus. It's all about technique. That's what you want. You want to make sure that you pack as much flavor into each little surface area of that burger, because the judge can't eat the whole thing. So, you know, we're really making sure that we, you know, cover the entire burger with our sauce to make sure that there's not one little spot that doesn't have that sauce. So everything kind of is built like that.
Mm. And do you make them more slider style? Do you not make big burgers because, you know, they're not eating the whole thing? Or how do you handle
that? We actually make full-size burgers and cut them in half. The reason being is a larger burger is a slightly easier to cook. It's going to retain its moisture. It's going to retain its heat better. Slider can get cold faster. It's easier to overcook a slider. So we always have done well with cooking whole burgers and cutting them in half.
You know, when you lose out to carrot cake, once you make it, it can sit there for a while and still taste really good. A burger, once it comes off the grill, is going to start to cool down. The cheese is going to start to congeal. How important is it that that judge, you know, that you hand that judge to the burger right as he's ready to eat it?
It is very important, and a lot of times in some of these competitions, there are factors that you can't control, like when the judge gets your burger. So it's a gamble. It's a crapshoot. You try your best. I know the organizers try their best, but things happen. And, you know, this year we were already cooking, and the organizers told us that we had 5 minutes late. So they were going 5 minutes late going to the table. And I think that could have affected the outcome of the competition. That's just, you know, me being maybe a little bit of a sore loser. But the winner was, he had something like 87.897, and our score was 87.097. So it was less than a point that we lost. So that could have been the difference between $10,000 and $100,000.
Wow. And I guess you can't throw a red flag, call for a replay, protest, do anything like that, right?
Yeah, there's no crying in food competition. So you suck it up, and then you try again next year. That's the whole drive. So our drive this year is to perfect what we've already done. We didn't cook as well as we should have this year. Last year, I think we won by a good amount. It was pretty overhanded that we took the championship last year. This year, I don't think it was. You know, as overwhelming. It was close. Our first round, we were first place. Our second round, we weren't first place. We came in second place. So we didn't cook as well as we wanted to cook. So there's lots of room for improvement. So if we can cook perfectly next year, I think we'll be very competitive and extremely hard to beat.
And when do the championships take place? When is next year?
Next year is November 1st through the 8th.
And is it at a hotel in Vegas? Where's this held?
Well, this year was held downtown Fremont Street Experience. It's okay. Right outside of the D Hotel. Next year, they're actually moving the competition to the Orlando area in Florida.
Oh, okay. And will it be televised? I mean, I see this either on ESPN or the Food Network. I'm not sure which, but
The last year it was televised by it was a 6-episode television show on the FYI Network,
okay,
which is it was called the Bio Channel. This year they are planning on producing a show from the competition, but it's all very hush hush, and they're still working on the development and selling it to a network.
I'm sure. Okay, so. There's got to be, you're a corporate chef here in the Chicago area. You make the best burger in America, we could argue, maybe the world. So isn't there like, man, I got to open up a place. I got to open up a joint. I got to serve burgers. How are you not doing that?
I don't know, maybe common sense. I think that I always, you know, I'm envious of people who open their own restaurant, but I also have opened enough restaurants in the corporate world that I understand what it takes. And I don't have what it takes right now, which is a lot of money, for one thing, and an extreme amount of time. Aramark is a wonderful company to work for. I really do have a quality of life. I work Monday through Friday. I have weekends off, which allows me to do competitions. If I opened my own restaurant, those amenities would be diminished.
Yes, they would. All right, everybody. If you want to invest in the World Burger Champ, track him down on Twitter. You can follow him at World Burger Champ and check out his blog, worldburgerchamp.com. I only have a minute left. Any quick tips if I'm going to throw some meat on the grill this weekend, a burger? Is there a fun, easy way that people should do a little better with their own burgers?
I always tell them to grind the meat themselves. If they have a KitchenAid stand mixer or any kind of stand mixer, grind the meat themselves. Use a nice blend of maybe brisket point or short rib or chuck. And then when they put it on the grill, make sure they season it well, salt and pepper, maybe a little bit of garlic powder in there. And then you put a nice big thumbprint in the middle of the burger that fools the burger from shrinking up into the size of a football. It'll actually stay the shape that you want it to stay.
Really? Now that's a fun tip. So put a thumbprint in the middle of the burger that prevents shrinkage.
Yep.
How in the world does it do that?
It just fools the burger into not shrinking because it has, you know, that little depression, just the way that the meat starts to tighten up. As it sears, if it doesn't have that, it'll just tighten up really fast. So it kind of slows that process down.
No kidding. More tips, more information at worldburgerchamp.com. That's the blog. At worldburgerchamp is where you can follow Wade Fortin on Twitter. 2-time World Burger Champion. We'll see if he can go for the hat trick next November. Thanks so much for hanging out with us this morning, Wade.
Thank you.
Yeah, tell me you're not hungry now. Matt Bubala with you. And for Nick DiGilio, Radio 720 WGN.